I'm picking up random bag number, I mean, they're all canceled. Alrighty, I just called meeting order. Alrighty, in attendance and present is myself, Greg Lopez, John Gregorius, and John Parody. And a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move.
Alright, all those in favor?
Aye.
So we had one resolution dealing with the college. So, Dr. Al will take care of you and we can get rid of it. All righty. And is the first one, the Department of Social Services approving the contract. And this is, where's this count again? Alright, which one
is this? Exceeding the $50,000. It's for the RISE program.
Oh, it's for the RISE program. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Okay, that's the program for, getting people off social services. Yep, alrighty.
I'll move.
You move for discussion. Was it seconded? Seconded? Alright, yeah. Any discussion on it?
I'm sorry?
Any discussion?
How much money are we asking for?
It's $142,000.
$142,000?
Yep.
What are we doing with it now? Is that additional or is that what we're doing?
No, that is the program. Yeah, that's the program, and it's meant to get people off social services, basically, and it's a great program. You know about it. We had a problem with it at one point when social services were going to cut the program, and you and I actually ended up fighting to make sure that it stayed intact, and it did. So it's still here. And so, anyway, all those in favor?
Aye.
Today is the 4th. No, we're moving. All right, you're done.
I'm done.
That was easy.
Just a couple of notes. We got a perfect audit pass from our auditors.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, they had one before you take off. You can give us a little update.
Yeah, we felt good about that. We had issues last year, but we got across with clean audit. We turned in our final report to SUNY, and we're about 2.5% FTEs. Lower than our budget, so we're feeling pretty good about that. So if we get
that's it, 2.5%.
2.5%.
Yeah,
we're doing
good.
Well, fund balance is very healthy. You know, John came and did a nice job. We're looking at about $400,000 fund balance right now. Beginning of the year, we were in deficit, so we're feeling good about that. What we're going to do is we're going to start doing projections. So you're going to probably next month we'll be ready for this. We'll do a 3-year projection budget, so you kind of see where we are and what our anticipated challenges will be in the future, so got to lay out a more of a strategic plan when we're moving forward.
Very good. Well, $400,000 is still too low, but you can't get there.
That's
1 year. That's for sure. It takes you a while. It was totally depleted, and
So we felt good that we got. We went from a lot of we had retrenchments. And we've been able to fill some of those positions, settle our contracts. We have 4-year contracts with all the unions. And we're looking at promotions right now. They have been put on hold for the last 2 years.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
Got to get clean up some things that have been.
All right, you're going to get the morale up.
Yeah, so everyone's very positive right now.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Dr.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, we do have the Archmid Hudson. You were going to give us a update on your proposal that you have, and you have that with you?
I don't have a message that I was going to make. I'm just going to fix up a contract and send it in after we received it.
Oh, alright.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
All right, no, because what we were talking about is the idea that before we were looking at just things that were generating new as opposed to anything that was retention.
Right, so one of the things we had talked about at the last meeting was that, and it seemed like the idea was you wanted to preserve a lot of that, the balance that it started off with, which was capacity building. And so we were batting around the idea that maybe 40% or 50% of the fund would go towards capacity building, and maybe the other part would go towards organizations or projects that are ongoing that really bring a lot of vibrancy and culture continuously every year to Ulster County, and it would be a shame if they didn't have it. So it's much more of a project-based type of funding.
All right, so you said once you get the, once you know how much the money is and so on and so forth, then you'll come up with...
yes, I can, I can take last year's contract and put some language in it that would be helpful. I wasn't sure if the contract would be totally different this time.
Gotcha. Anybody have any other questions or anything? Good, I guess.
All right. Thank you very much for considering us.
All right, yeah, and we'll but we'll see what happens once the budget runs through.
Okay. I do want to, I did have something really interesting that I found. Have any of you seen the CREO report on arts and culture and what that brings to Ulster County?
Yes.
So that, okay, then I won't beat that up.
Well, I don't know if everybody has the rest of you heard the CREO report, Dr. Benjamin's group.
It's very important because what it did was it actually captured data from across the Mid-Hudson region, but they also segregated the data and amounts from county to county. So they came up with, in Ulster County, direct expenditures of $15 million by arts and culture organizations. So these are the organizations that you're funding, essentially, generate indirect spending of $8.5 million, which is a total of over $23.5 million. So this is just the little tiny nonprofits and the grassroots organizations that your dollars go to help and that we help with technical assistance, and it really does bring a lot back to the county. So I know I'm just preaching to the choir, but it's always good to have numbers like that, because when people ask about budgets, like, why did you approve these budgets, it's really good to know that there is a fiscally sound reason to spend that money.
How does that compare to other counties? Is that part of it or not?
One of the interests, and I can send you a link to that. It's fascinating reading.
Yeah, but, and by the way, maybe you can get us some, I asked one or someone to get us some copies of it.
Yeah, we can actually get paper copies sent to all of you, and maybe that might be more helpful actually to get that. But the interesting thing when I was looking at all of the counties, we serve Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange County, but I noticed that Ulster County actually had a huge amount of arts that bring in, this indirect funding, as opposed to Dutchess. Dutchess has a little more organizational funding. So, and we can see that. We can see it in Kingston, all of the artists that are making things happen there, the Arts District, the Arts Commission. We can see it up in Saugerties with Paper House Productions. We did a networking event there, and lots of artists showed up, and they were so happy, and they talked about
it. It was nice. It was a good event.
It was nice to see you, too.
Yeah, it was good.
Anyway, so all of these things are things that go into the economic vibrancy of Ulster County. It makes a big difference. So I will send you a link so you can look that up, but paper copies are always done, because it's actually a beautiful report. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Any other questions? No? Myra Reed. We had Mike Lamory here from Community Action.
Let me be noted I was early this year.
All right, very good, Mike.
Just again, some quick updates of where we're at, what we're doing. Last year, we distributed 525,000 pounds of food to 5,000 individuals. We got health insurance for the first time for 491 individuals who have that did come in, but we got them signed up for the health insurance. 1,300 people in HEAP, and we have 90 in the backpack. Over the next several years, we're going to be changing our direction. We are involved in the Energy Squared project on Cedar Street, which would be to create a grocery store and kitchen incubator, job training program. We've applied for almost $1 million in grants for job training for veterans and reentering people. While we're giving out a tremendous amount of food, I cannot tell you empirically who we brought out of poverty. And I think what I have to do is, what we have to do as an agency is start to look towards real training programs, real jobs. One of the things we're proposing is a transportation network of CDL drivers for veterans. There's a need for 150,000 truck drivers. So we want to create our own company to be run by the veterans, and we put in a grant for $500,000 for it. So we're kind of changing our direction. We're also looking at the building to become a national historic building. It was built in 1867. The addition was 1898. So we're already on the county and city, but we want to go for national. Just to get some money back into the building, and we're, our goal is to stay there and turn that really into a community facility. We have started a community incubator. We have three individuals working in the kitchen making products for sale. We are a fully licensed commercial kitchen. We are also licensed by food and agriculture. So we're going to be looking at creating, living wage. The minimum wage we will pay is $15 an hour for a dishwasher. Our cooks make $18. So we're really trying to do different things and still have the supplemental of food, energy conservation, to help people out of poverty. Otherwise, it's just a vicious cycle. We can give out 1 million pounds of food, but if we don't have quality jobs for people, we're going to lose ground.
All right, let me ask you a few questions. My understanding is that lost the regional food bank. And you said the regional food bank ran through you, and then,
Well, we had the free farm stand, and it was abruptly pulled. I cannot tell you why it was pulled. I have no written information on why it was pulled.
I called him.
He has refused to tell me why.
Well, he wouldn't tell me. All he would tell me is that you were not...
In violation of the contract, which I think...
Violation of standards. He said that you weren't following the procedures.
And I asked for the procedures.
And he said...
He never provided the procedures. And on some level, it was costing me money. I mean, it was free to the clients. And we've already signed 6 agreements for farms next year to have our own free farm stand.
But the regional food bank runs all year, right?
Yes, and a lot of the food comes out of California. But part of it was how they wanted us to do things, and they applied, is they did not want the consumers to pick out their own vegetables. Well, that to me is about dignity. Well, why can't you touch the fresh, but you touch them at Adams? You go to Hanford, we have fruits and vegetables. But I said, I'm not going to treat these people like there's something wrong with them. I didn't give them bags of stuff they didn't want. I treated it like a farm stand. Well, you want potatoes this week? Yeah, potatoes. Oh, you don't want squash? Don't take squash. We had, and again, our location, they always had a proper location. But we were serving 150 families a week. We had, and then another 100 in Ellenville and Hyman. So he would never share with me what happened, David. And I will tell you, honestly, if I could get away from him 100%, I would. We threw away probably as much food as we gave away. And that's been a bone of contention, and I've been saying, don't send me two skids of fermenting pears, because I won't give them out. I'm not picking through them, and that's just part of the game that you have to play. And right now, we have bread 5 days a week. We deliver bread to other food pantries. So without any input, I can't tell you what their decision was.
Right. The only thing they told me was that you were not following the regulations.
Yeah. They told me. I asked for an MOU. I asked for the regulations.
And it was
multiple times. And I'm okay.
Something about canning or something like that.
Oh, no. We were full. That was their. They were 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. We are fully licensed to produce up to 50% of our budget in food processing. I ran that by Corey Kessler. I ran that by the New York State Department of Health and Ag and Market. They were 100% wrong. We had to throw out over 1,000 quarts of fruits and vegetables we had prepared because they were wrong. They didn't know the rules. And when I started it, I ran it all by Corey from day one. And I knew exactly.
Now, is there are you looking at moving from
no,
there?
No, sir.
I thought you were moving to the Midtown spot.
If the business grows, we would move. But we would never lose that as a training facility. As you know, we geared up for the Meals on Wheels. We didn't get the contract. Now we're using it for different reasons. But if the processing grows, then we would go to the new facility in Midtown. And then there's a third facility being talked about on Greenkill, which would be a major manufacturing location. And we're talking with Rupco about that. That's where we want it. We want to ultimately end up in 5 years being a major manufacturing distributor of food in this county.
I have a question. Are you making meals now for anybody? We put a lot of money into the kitchen to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're... I don't know if there's stuff going on at the community center on Broadway at some point. I don't know if that's still going on or not. And people are coming into the chefs and whatnot. We're doing. Is that still going on?
We just did 350 meals last Thursday at the Midtown Center. This week we just delivered 150 turkey dinners to our shut-in people. We're going to do that once a month. And once we have a core group of cooks, we will start to run a cafe that we will bus seniors in to
that site?
To my site, yeah. Because we are licensed for 70 people in the two different rooms. That's our capacity. But there was, the idea is to teach, to teach an entrepreneur, how to deal with crisis. Restaurants just don't go as smooth as we all see them. So the idea is, that we would bring in seniors, and we do a lot of busing of seniors, transport animals, so that, they can come in and we can use the facility. We are renting the facility at $20 an hour, and we'll just keep upgrading.
So is something with a roof that's involved?
We're looking, our roof is in tough shape, and it's about 75,000 feet to repair it. Once and for all, we are planning on asking the county for, and I have written that letter for 50%. I will be asking the city for the other 50%. And if not, we'll go to banks, grants. But we have to repair it, otherwise, a beautiful, it'll start to affect the infrastructure. And I want it to be a historic site. It should be. We're going to maintain all the window structures. Get rid of the drop ceilings and go back to the tin roofs. That building has played a significant part. There is rarely a day that someone doesn't walk in there and say, I went to school here. I was Bosie's here. It was ARC at some point. I have a lot of history. We want to try to keep it. Operationally, I can operate anywhere in my administrative office. My goal is to turn the whole thing into a community center with collateral services. And we do have some collateral services there now. Love Inc., which provides food and furniture. And then we have Kingston Landlord Association, which deals with them. Wrong name, but they deal with landlord issues. The better landlords who you have a good chance of getting your money back. The bad ones who you don't have a chance in hell. They do some minor repairs. Really trying to provide more holistic, the whole gamut of services, not just roofs. It's because it's just not going to work. And and we aren't good at it. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Our goal is to, yes, is to cook and freeze meals. And as we get money, we will give out more meals. We got a grant from Dyson Foundation to fund the mobile food pantry. This is the first time it's been funded. We've been paying for that $20,000 a year. That was an investment to build capacity that did not pay off. But now we have the money. We're going to provide those people who can't get meals through a strapped contract with home delivered. We're going to be providing those people with 10, 12, 15 meals free.
The other thing, let me ask you another question. I know I don't mean to be asking you all the hard questions here.
No,
but
that's not hard, yeah.
I'm getting people that, I got, people that talk to me about the boat ride. You had a boat ride and you had the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, when you look at the money that is put into community action from the city of Kingston, it has been zero over the last 4 years. One year you got $10,000, the other three times you got absolutely nothing from the city of Kingston. And then the boat ride was exclusively for the city of Kingston, and so was the dinner, because they didn't pick up anybody in the Esopus, or nor did they pick up anybody in Chambers or things of that nature.
Well, again, you're asking me a hard question, but I'll give you the real answer. None of the things that we advertise are exclusively for the city of Poughkeepsie, the city of Kingston. Not one of them. They're all open to anybody. The mayor who provides the transportation will not provide transportation outside of the city. We have approached the county, and the county has basically said no. And we don't have the means to go out and pick up a whole bunch of
people. Who did you talk to in the county? Is it?
I don't know. Bob?
Bob DeBella?
Close enough.
You can't.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so, and I understand, it's a question.
But I mean, the problem is, in the past, what they did was, not necessarily this mayor, but the ones before, they sent somebody to go out to Chambers, and they said, which is in the town of Ulster, and they sent people to Esopus, and picked people up at the, I can't think of the name of the senior housing there.
Yeah,
the Birches, and they picked them up in there. And in fact, sometimes they even went as far as Saugerties. And whereas, and the city, because I had my budget guy look at the numbers, and he looked it up, and he said, "Well, the city of Kingston's giving nothing." The 1 year, it was last year, the year before, they gave $10,000, but otherwise they've been zeroed.
Well, we have contracts worth $28,000 for the city of Kingston right now. Most of it going to the Roundout Center. And this year we'll be providing STEM training. We'll start coding next week.
What is the city of Kingston putting into this?
I
mean, what's their skin in the game other than...
it's their CDBG grant money.
And I don't want to complain because things in the city of Kingston, it's fine with me. But I mean, I also have to look at things from the other point of view. You know what I mean? I have to look at things from, from a county point of view.
No, and I understand that. But again, we've reached out, and again, we've actually through the Office of the Aging, I think it was their picnic in Allenville. We offer to shuttle individuals from any of the Kingston projects, any of the projects in the area. There were no takers. When we had the farm stand, we were picking up people from Burgess and Chambers to go to the farm stand. We were transporting 50 seniors. We will go anywhere in this county. I deliver food to 8 pantries outside of Kingston who need food. And that's the services that we can provide, and again, like I said, last year I lost $20,000 doing things that weren't funded, but I was building capacity. I have trucks, I have buses. We make them available to any not-for-profit agency in this city and this county. Roundout Valley Growers, they have access to my kitchen, all of my vehicles, 24/7, free of charge. So, again, there are things that we're doing in the county that we open for everyone. But we do not, and we cannot, any of the 5 events that we ran this year are open to anybody. And we do get people who drive in to the events, and we exclude no one. We don't put a cap on what is a senior. That's the number one question. My opinion is, yes, you're gray hair, you're a senior. Come on in. I don't want to get into, you live in a Socus, you can't come. We don't do that. I don't ask people where they are. We just take their reservations. And because they it's the same, David, it's the same 300 people come to every...
I understand that. I mean, I know that at one point, they used to have a... they put on a what they referred to as a county dinner, and they would be, 650 people. You couldn't move in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually came in from, came as far as Ellendale. Mm-hmm. They came in from Ellendale, Saugerties. They came in from all over the place.
And that was wholly funded by the agency at about $8,000 a year.
It was funded
right.
by the agency, and then
they
the county put money in.
There's some money in there, but
there's
it cost us $8,000.
Right, the county put money in.
These five events cost us $2,000. Because we do get private, we go out and get some fundraising, and we do charge a nominal fee. So we charge, this year was $5 for an individual, $8 a couple. I think the spring fling that we held was $10 a person, $15. We're not into it to make money. We're into it to have people have activities and come to it. And if there was support, we would do other things, but it's hard to get people, seniors in particular. We're actually thinking of changing the events from 4 to 7 to 3 to 6. Because, believe me, when it comes 5:30, they want to go home. And the event we just ran, it cost me $2,000 for a band and a rental, and I haven't seen the numbers yet, but... We probably lost money, but it's that's part of doing business. I get volunteers, but I wish that we could come up with a solution that we could engage more on the county. But I try to stay out of the politics of it all. I know in the past it was a little bit more free flowing, but now there's boundaries, and I'm not sure that I can break down.
Well, it's right. Well, some of the boundaries are artificial boundaries, but. They've been created, I guess. But anyway, all right. Anybody have any other questions? All right. Good enough. Thanks, Mike. All righty, we have a couple more resolutions. We have one approving a contract in excess of $50,000 for Gateway Community Industries and with the Office for the Aging, and that is that program that's the Tables on Wheels program.
I'll second. Yeah.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Alrighty, let's go. By the way, congratulations to all of you, including you, Don. You get to escape.
Thank you.
I've often told people that once you get involved in this, it's hard to get out. It's like the mafia. It pulls you in, you can't seem to get out. You escaped. You made it.
Still breathing.
Well, he's not gonna, yeah.
Nobody's going to break his legs. Alrighty. The next one is a contract in Cornell Cooperative with the Department of Public Works, and I'm surprised that Lee Reedy isn't here.
Yeah, me too. Unless she's at the college.
I changed the sign at the college.
Is this some, it's actually $60,000, and so we're going through the contract manager, county attorney, director of purchasing, county executives, and it has gotten out of public work, so it's a culvert. I guess they're doing some education stuff with it.
Does it pass their committee?
Yes. No, it's referred to them. We meet before them. I would say it's a stream management grant. You know, so it's part of move it.
Oh yeah, I'll move it.
Second. All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right, now that everybody is gone, we do have our legislative programs thing. Did we bring those back? I don't think we did.
Budget amendments?
Yeah, our budgets right now. I don't know if there's any changes that anybody want to make. I think one of the things that you brought up, is I'm not so sure with, I don't know, we gave them from Community Action an extra $5,000 last year, an extra $5,000 the year before that. And then as I pointed out, the city of Kingston has cut theirs, but now I just have a problem that they keep continuing doing things exclusively for the city, although he says they're not.
Right.
Nobody else attending. And
that is a barrier if they don't, there's no transportation at the platform.
Right, and that's the problem. I would assume that, you know, there will be a new sheriff in town there, you know, the new mayor, and I think that he's a totally different personality. You know, so he's somebody that'll listen. So I'm not sure if you want to do anything with this or leave it at as it is. But I will make sure that, like, I have a conversation with him that when he has any of these things that, you know, he's going to bring them from, take that bus over to Esopus and pick them up, but take the bus out to Chambers and pick them up.
Yeah. Well, there was some discussion last time we met about the whole situation. And I don't really want to go through it again. But it's a backdrop for whatever we do. And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
And what are they asking for in addition besides the potential of repairing their roof and stuff?
Well, they wanted money to repair the roof. They didn't. They asked for, no, I'm not sure. I don't have that in front of me.
No.
I've been keeping that, and maybe, like,
was the 75 half the roof?
Half of the, I think that's what it was, the whole thing.
So he was asking us for half of 75? Did you say he was asking half from the city of Kingston?
No, I think that.
Or the half?
No, I think half is the 75 that he's asking for. So 75
is a $150,000 roof? Or is it a $75,000 roof?
But part of what he asked for was the 75. So I would assume that's half.
I didn't catch. I mean, I just thought of that now.
Yeah, he wanted after that. He didn't put that request.
So half of the 75.
No, it's 75. After 75.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's not asking for 75. He's asking for half of 75.
But that's okay. Besides the program
basic
money,
right?
Normal.
And, I meant to ask him about the backpack program. He said they served. Said they serviced 90 students, but I know that last year it was part of the thing that they were going to, you know, put a little out of the extra $5,000 that they're going to put a little more money into that backpack program. But
we were putting, not that it doesn't need it, but we were putting money into the building over there, giving them more money. I know you didn't have a roof over your head to do anything about that.
Could you do something? Remember, are you with the breakdown of all the legislative programs?
Yes.
I can get back. Yeah, thank you, Don.
So can we put it in the budget contingency that it would be if you got the matching grants or that money would only be for the
roof? It's got to go through, nothing you could through the Ways and Means first. It's going through the appeals process. So your take on it is it better be pretty solid in order to get through the appeals process. If so, and I'm not sure how I feel totally about it, but it's not going to make it through the appeals process.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about giving them half of $75, whatever that works out to be, for our roof. It seems unprecedented for the legislature to do something.
Yeah, that's...
And it may and set a precedent that now people are going to be looking for us to do their infrastructure repairs.
So true.
Right. That's my... I have that concern also. And, you know, I have no problem fixing things like that, but they... where they're at is not really, I mean, granted, it's an old building, it's the old number 4 school, and, but I don't know if you've been, any of you, you've been there. You've been there. You haven't been there. Have you been down there? Okay. It's not one of the best places to have it, really, to be honest with you. It's kind of, even though it's in the city of Kingston, it's kind of out of the way at the same time. So if you want to get there from Saugerties or from, any place else, it's kind of a roundabout thing to get there. Yeah, and it's...
Do you want the permission to go with it, or just a cover sheet?
No, this is good. This is good. What's that one?
That's just an error sheet. Okay. David, it also goes to the fact that if you're changing the law, what they do, it's going to have a different importance. He wants to move up and have food go out and distribute food, and that's one thing, and that's one other building. And then we're talking about another building over on Greenkill Avenue. What is that? How does that affect the building that we put a lot of money into that would be getting a less of a percentage of their use because of the other things that are entering into it?
Well, it kind of sounded though like each thing was going to have their own use that's not
right,
which is new. That they would still keep their use in the other building.
But then you get into management, you're getting into moving people around and buses. All of a sudden, it becomes a. Then we need more people to keep track of what's going on. We need more employees. I want to go down that road. I understand it. But we just want to think about is that, or should it go in segments? Should you do the one? And, I don't know. I'm not saying either way. But
I mean, if they're going to create a business for veterans and stuff, that's a good investment for doing. You know what I mean? But
sure,
it makes
fine.
A difference in whether...
But how many?
My big issue is that are they going to actually do that?
Transportation's involved.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cleaning on this type of stuff.
Yeah, and
whatever.
I mean, you can
talk. How many shifts do you need? Right, $18 an hour in order.
You can truck, but you're going to do a lot of stuff.
The other thing that I found somewhat troubling is that he was talking about the events that they have that he knows they're losing money on. He said, it's the cost of doing business sometimes. That's it. How can I, in a good conscience, you know, before giving him additional funding or what he has, and tell the taxpayers of Ulster County, hey, you know, I don't, he's losing money on certain things, on certain projects that he's doing.
Well, he's having dinners and stuff like that. He's bringing in that. But the problem with it, of course, again, goes back to what I was saying before. He's losing, yes, he's going to lose money. So since we give money so they can help do these events. Yeah. But the thing is, he's doing them, and hey, for me, the city of Kingston's great, but he's doing them in the city of Kingston. The city of Kingston, the guy's cut the budget to him.
Yeah, not giving away.
You know, so you would think, if you're going to do that, reach out to Aaron there in the chambers and have him. I mean, he's got a big spot right there. You could have something right in that community room. You reach out to other people. So, I mean, I'm not saying you would throw the city of Kingston out, but, I mean, tell the mayor, look, we'll have it here. But, you know, he has these events and they're booked. And most people don't even know that they're doing it. They think it was they call it the mayor's boat ride. He's calling the mayor's boat ride, the mayor's dinner, when it's actually community action is putting it on.
Right.
And especially for people, because my mother went to him. I said, well, I wasn't. Was the at a community action here? She goes, who's he?
Right.
Yeah, now the problem. Mayor was there, he came over. And,
they're just probably reacting, aren't they? Things come up and they react to it.
Well, see, the thing is, like I said, I had Don check it out because I was curious. I said, okay, they're doing a little more events in the city of Kingston. So I'm curious, is the city keeps putting more money into it? And I find out, no, they put less into it. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, that's kind of odd.
And when does the city of Kingston do their budget?
They're in the process of doing that now.
Right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in the process. He put out a budget, I know that.
So, they're, I mean, it's probably not
feasible. Yeah, I don't think it's in that budget this time either. I mean, I'll have to ask Don to check it out, see if it's in there. I feel it's not, because he cut a lot of different things. He cut positions. And
I have to say, I did pass community action one night, on a Friday night. The place was buzzing. A lot of stuff going on. I was surprised that there was
good.
Trucks going in and out.
Well, it was just knees, and they react to them. Next thing you know, they...
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you make a mistake, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to, punish him for trying, but...
Well, I see there's two parts. Part number one is to continue what we have. And number two is the increase of if there would be an increase. So, I think there's benefits of looking at it that way as opposed to taking the whole from the beginning.
Right. Well,
and then if you say, okay, you're okay with the first part, okay, do you go to a second part? If the answer is no, then you stop there. If the answer is yes, then what part do you go to, or how do you work from there? So based upon what I had heard tonight, from what he's talking about, it's different than my understanding of what was the last meeting. So in concept, I think the answer is just one vote. That we should move forward with what we've got going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not saying I know it all. I don't. That seems to me, I don't know what to do.
Right. And we have the minutes, so I want to make sure I have those minutes for the next time. Because.
Yeah, we do. So, I mean.
Yeah.
But you don't want to short circuit it. But you
no, I don't want to short circuit it, but I is it actually happening? Is it the other thing?
Well,
in other words, that's pretty,
pretty ambitious, the stuff that he wants to do. So, I don't know. That's something that you'd have to follow up to see if it actually is happening.
And
really, I didn't even think to ask him about that, but. His idea with the veterans and the trucking thing, like, that's a good idea, but is there any, do they have any plan? Is there a plan in place? Where are they in the plan?
Not easy to get there.
Well, right now they have, what happened was
they need to have vehicles to do it with. It's a to-do.
Yeah.
The numbers, they were cut down in 2012, and it was banged. No, it was actually before that, but they kept the 11.2 that we gave them, and then in 2013 we gave them 16.7. And then we kept with 16.7. Then we gave them 21,750 in 2015. They're requesting the same thing this year. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they're requesting this infrastructure. So I think the infrastructure, I don't see it flying in the, two ways and means anyway.
You know what the budget is? Right. What the budget's called for? What's in the budget?
Yeah, for community action? Yeah, $21,750.
I guess I would feel comfortable in moving it forward in that number.
All right. And then the library asked for the same, so we had no problem there. There was an 18.5. I had nothing with the Bardavon. They asked that. They continue to ask for what they've gotten for the last 7-8 years. Minuds and Arts is looking to increase theirs from 57 from last year to 68. And that's about, in other words, they're looking at trying to keep some of those programs. And if you do read that Credo report, it's pretty interesting. And, they've proven that the arts are really effective. That it's one of the cheapest ways of creating economic development. So, I mean, the numbers are there. We'll have to see if we agree. I'll have to take a look at the budget and where we can shift something around. If we have an agreement with giving them that 68, what do we think?
I don't have a problem. 68 is a nice jump from 57.
57, yeah.
anything 5,000
right.
If you want, I believe in it, so I'm talking to the converted.
Right.
People
right.
may say, well, they're getting it, why isn't somebody else getting what they want? Well, I understand that too. So when I look at new ideas that are coming forward, the simplest one that I know of is there are many communities now that you go pay a few dollars and you get a guide that's by the town. And I know that Shandaken is going to do this too. What's his name? He just won the assessor, is it?
Yeah. Shannon?
Yeah. He's part of up there. Where you get a little map and you go to people's houses and you see their artwork and everything
right.
else. And what happens is you don't need to have a big place where everybody is at the
it's
same time.
It has artists. Work.
Right. But somebody's got to make the sign, somebody's got to make the map, somebody's got
to market it.
Somebody's got to do some marketing. So for a little bit of money, you can have everybody within the community and visiting going to find these things. And that to me was always something that was good because it got more people involved. That were local, number one, and that were visiting, number two. It wasn't a hard thing to implement. It was just a matter of somebody coordinating.
It's actually a small
and
it's
well, not a lot of money.
Right. Why are the arts looking at doing that?
Well, that was one of the things that I proposed. I said, look, it's a different way about going and bringing people to art.
Right.
They're all going up 28. In this case, it's up 28. In other cases, it's different roads.
What do they call it in Saugerties?
The artist tour.
Basically the same thing.
Probably,
I went to the one in Shandaken.
I think there's like over 50 artists. And they do it the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
You sit down and have a cup of coffee with the guy, or the gal, whoever it happens to be, is the artist, and is their work. And
do they track them?
The only way they can track them is when they buy the ticket.
Well, that's okay. That's
you can, if somebody's paying you money to buy your ticket to get you the map, then whatever you want to track, that's the place to do it.
Wonder how much it costs them to do that, and so I just wonder how much they cost. Is that interesting to do?
Find out, yeah.
In every,
yeah.
It'd be interesting to do in every town. In other words, every town had that. You know, if somebody comes from out of, you know, staying in a hotel, you say you want to go on the Saugerties Art Tour, you can go to the Kingston Art Tour today, you can do the Saugerties Art Tour tomorrow.
And they can coordinate it to do different.
Create it so in other words.
And any community can do it. Once you got a formula.
Well, that's the whole point, is creating the formula.
There was a guy that works with metal and, like, world famous on Phillips Road. His stuff was just so incredible. Unbelievable. And he had two shows in New York City and in other parts of the world. It was really... So, I mean, we're talking about...
Right.
We're not just talking about basic artists. Some of them are. But you're talking about world class, too.
But you get everybody involved. It's a whole community. It's a community thing. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it different. It's not
an
art students league. It's not... It's not the stationary brick and mortar thing. This is people's homes and come visit me and here's what I do. And
but the other benefit is it's encouraging to be artists.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it gets discouraging.
And it's not a lot of money.
It
apparently goes a long way. You know, the revenue.
I'll find
you
who runs at Saugerties and how they.
It sounds great. They didn't in Korea. Now, Cornell Cooperative put in $350, but then they had $400, but the request was $50,000 that they thought that the planning department was going to work with them to do it's a farm registry that and updating that. I guess they just did it in Dutchess County and the surrounding counties, and we're kind of like behind the eight ball with it. But I called Dennis Doyle, and he said, it would be good to do, but right now we don't have any plans of doing it. So we don't need to, you know, do anything with that. So they just want the $350.
They moved it. They're highly successful with what they're doing, and they're doing a lot better. The visibility is huge. The programs that they're running, I understand, are a lot more, so it's not like they're not growing. They are growing.
But then the supervised visitation, well, the court-appointed special advocates are requesting the same thing, so we don't, you know, unless you feel that we should be cutting them, I'd probably just move on. Supervised visitation
to watch the time. Alrighty.
They want the supervised visitation program. They're looking for 25.
What are they getting?
They're getting 20 right now. No, I did not. I'll have to get, see if I can get a justification for that from Don, and I'll get that back to you. All right, so right now we're looking at increasing the arts if we can, and then this 5,000 on this one. And we'll see what, you know, see what the numbers are and see what Adam said. What they had to say in there is a significant piece of it.
Right.
Okay. All right, I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor? Aye.
All right.